Hello, welcome to the Founders Log for November, where we look back and see what we got up to during the month of November 2023.
Indeed.
It was a very quiet month. The interesting thing I did, as you know, listeners won't know, but we sponsored a prize for the PA at my school. They got a PA auction taking place, a Christmas auction, and we sponsored this one of the prizes that people can bid on, which is a helicopter flight over London.
Yeah.
And in return, we get some marketing and all that kind of stuff. But last month, I popped in to hand over the present to them. They had a PA meeting going on, so I went along to it. Just turned out they were talking about cybersecurity at that point of time when I was in the meeting, coincidentally, and how to protect children online. And they were talking about getting some people to come in and some speakers and some shows to come in to show the dangers of what's online and how you can go around protecting them. Yeah. And again, coincidentally, only a couple of weeks earlier, I'd written a blog post about how you can use Cloudflare for families to filter the internet for free on your home devices. So I mentioned that to them, and they were very interested. And afterwards, the headmaster came up to me and asked me if I'd send a link to the blog post because they'd like to share it out with all the school. It was over 500 parents at that school, and share it all out, which they did. I got some good feedback from it as well, because my daughter goes to that school and I was up there with Kimberly IT hoodie on. Some of the times when I've been picking her up from school, I've had parents coming up to me going, "Oh, thanks for that Cloudflare stuff," or "Can you just clarify how I do this kind of thing on the thing? I'm not 100% sure what I need to do." And so that was just coincidental, but it seemed to work well and it's helped a lot of people out. So that was my thing that happened in November. That's pretty much all I did in November.
Yeah, and I haven't really done much. It was technically in December, but I went to the final meetup of the year for the Tech Tribe. It was over in Sturchley in Birmingham, which is quite close to where I grew up and used to live for many, many years. And it happened to be at the Birmingham Brewery Limited. So I got to taste a few non-alcoholic tasty beers because I was driving that day, but I picked up a few cans to come back. And they gave me a little tour of the brewery, which meant I stood out in the cold and saw lots of metal stuff outside and how they brew beer. But actually, it's kind of interesting to see how they brew beer on scale in those places. It was pretty good. Saw a few of the local MSPs and tech people that we see in our scene and stuff. Had a little chat with them and then back. And traffic to and from Birmingham, crazy, just nuts. So busy still. It was just bonkers, but it was good to get out for a bit.
I remember earlier in the year you were trying to brew some beer. Have you given up on that or?
No, I have a Christmas brew, which is in the bottles now downstairs, ready for Christmas, a Christmas winter ale. So, no, I've still been doing it.
You're still doing that on TikTok?
No, yeah, I'm not doing it because I kind of figured, well, there isn't really much to show. Half the time it's sat under my desk fermenting, and then I'm doing it. The most of brewing beer is cleaning. Cleaning is mostly what you do. You clean stuff before you do it. But, yeah, I'm still doing it. Yeah,
I wasn't sure if you're still doing it or not because I removed TikTok from my phone a while back.
Okay.
Mind-numbing crap on that app.
Yeah, I only use it for recipes. It's great for recipes. I love it. When I cook some at home, I look it up and I can find it, particularly when I want to try and do something Indian or Chinese. Chinese food is great because it picks it up from all over the world. You get some really good stuff.
Have you tried it on Bard? Asking for some
recipes? Yeah, it's okay, Bard. I just like it's easy on TikTok because you get the video. You know, so you can visually see what you want at the same time. And they're usually quick. So it makes it very simple.
What you should try is if you can find one on YouTube, because now the Bard extension for YouTube, you can just put the link into Bard and basically ask it to pull out the recipe for you from the video that it's seeing, maybe.
I'll have to give that a shot, yeah. Get me the ingredients out of this one.
Yeah. You can do stuff like that now. I've not tried it out, to be honest. I haven't stuck anything in the pump. The problem with Google's AI is that you just forget it's there. Because it's on a separate service. So we've got Duet AI built into our Google Workspace, but by the time I've written the email, I've forgotten that I've actually got the button that I could have clicked. It's just down there, just along with all the other icons and standing out. You just don't notice it's there.
Yeah, you've got to write something in order for it to then remix something.
Yeah, I was speaking to our friend Christian over in Canada, who's a Google partner. He said exactly the same thing. He just forgets it's there because it's just not in your face at all. But again, it's not properly fully rolled out anyway, but
it needs to just try and reply to the email for you and say, would you happy to send this? That would be better, because then I can get it to go, yeah, that's good, just do it.
Yeah, that's why
Grammarly, when you use it, I can see when you've replied and used it.
Well, it's Grammarly Go.
Oh, okay.
I've only used Bard once to reply, and that was to the accountants last week. Yesterday, I think it was actually, when they're asking if there are any changes this month.
That's what I noticed.
Yeah, I got
that's what I noticed.
Only because it was polite. Politer than I normally be.
It just felt like AI wrote that.
Oh, that was completely Bard, that was. But yeah, Grammarly Go is my main one just because of the extension in Chrome. No matter where you type, it appears next to your cursor, so I always remember it's there.
Yeah, it is good, that.
But yeah. I don't think it's as good as it was.
No.
I think like people say that ChatGTP is not as good as it used to be, and Grammarly Go runs off ChatGTP. And right. It's just the way it's the wording. It's just like, this doesn't sound like me anymore. Because Grammarly Go was good because of the way you could train it and train it, the type of words you use, the phrases you use, all that kind of stuff. And it could remix it in your brand style and all that. But it's just like, it's lost it. Something's happened. I tweeted them actually yesterday saying, what's happened? Because you're just nowhere near as good as it used to be. Because it's just wrong now. It's just the feel about it. It's just not the same as it was, the way it's generating it. I think it's too Americanized, even though I've got it set as British English.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's getting the spelling wrong. It's putting that mad Z in when it should be an S.
Yeah.
But generally, it's just the whole tone of it is like, hey guys, and all, you know, the American wording and stuff like that. It's just doing more of that than it used to do. So I've not been using it as much. I've got tons of tokens with it now because when it first came out, it was like 500 tokens a month you got. And I basically killed them in like a couple of days. And then over time, your tokens roll over as well. So I've got many thousands now just because I'm just not using it as much as I used to because it's just not as good.
No. I'll be intrigued to see how good when things are powered by Gemini will be.
Yeah.
But we'll have to wait next month for that.
Content-wise, for what we did in November, one new video went out. So I did a longer video than normal. It was a brief overview on how to use Google Contacts.
Yeah.
It's a handy service, but most people don't really ever go in there because you normally only go into Google Contacts if for some reason the contact has messed up, and it's normally when you're doing an email and you're doing and it's doing the autofill and it's coming back with the wrong details. So you need to go into Google Contacts to go and edit it because something's gone wrong in your Google Contacts, so you've got the wrong details saved for that contact. So did that, and the blog post was also related to that, just a text version of what to do and how to organize your Google Contacts and what all the sections are and how they work. Statistics wise, we got contacted 118 times last month. It was quite a busy month, I felt, November, for people getting in contact. 96 got in touch because they wanted assistance, so how to do something a bit better than they were doing before. And in comparison, it was 22 asked for support where something wasn't working as it should do or as expected. Out of those who sent a message for assistance on how to do something, 79 of those got a response within 5 minutes and could do something better than they could before. And the remaining ones got 17 received a reply within 5 to 30 minutes. Out of support, 6 received a response and returned to their work within 5 minutes. 14 received a reply and returned to their work within 30 minutes. 2 took over an hour to complete, and 1 was not because it was a hard one to correct. It was because the subscriber, the person was being rather difficult with us on the actual support case, and we ended up having to report them to their line manager. But so that delayed that one. So they just whatever. That was that. They've been reported anyway. Out of that, 112 got in contact with us through our unique instant messaging service, which is always the quickest way to get in contact. 3 emailed, 2 phoned, and 1 contacted us via video call. That was with me. I can't remember how that happened. I think they'd hit a video call button and it just started ringing or something like that, and I picked it up and I was on a video call with them. And the stats show, this is quite the lowest we've ever had this, actually, that only 2 subscribers would not have had to get in contact if they'd had a regular learning sessions training on how to use their systems. Number's normally a bit higher than that, but quite a low one that time. But that's basically November. Well, that is November. That's our recap. And we'll be back at the start of January to tell you all about December, which could be a nice short one like this as well, because it's December. And I've seen that quite a few of our clients on LinkedIn are all doing some Christmas parties today as well.
Yeah, it's a busy Christmas party day today for sure.
Yeah.
Next Friday, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm bored out of my brains, to be fair. So if someone has a problem, getting contact, that would help.
Yeah. That's right. I'm stood here thinking I want to get a walk on, so I've got to find something to do now because I want to have a walk for half an hour, but I've got to find something to do because there's not a lot happening. Well, yep.
Yeah, you mean on your treadmill? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I've completed YouTube. It's that boring. Yep.
Netflix is nothing good on. Missions and everything.
Pardon?
100% on YouTube.
Basically, yeah. So much so that I was on shorts earlier and my phone crashed.
I've completed YouTube today.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's, if anyone's got another video streaming service that I can complete, please let me know. But otherwise, we'll speak to you in January.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, Dad.